ऑस्ट्रेलिया में ऑस्ट्रेलियन फिजियोथेरेपिस्ट काउंसिल ने विदेशों से आने वाले फिजियोथेरेपिस्ट के रजिस्ट्रेशन का जो टेस्ट होता था उसके लिए एक नया तरीका ढूंढ लिया है और हमें जानने की कोशिश करेंगे। हम यहां पर पहुंचे हुए हैं ऑस्ट्रेलियन फिजियोथेरेपी काउंसिल के दफ्तर में और उसके सीईओ हैं एंटन बर्नेट हैरिस साहब। उन्हीं से पूछेंगे कि ये नया तरीका क्या है और कैसे इससे फायदा पहुंचेगा जो विदेशों से आने वाले, खासकर भारत से आने वाले जो स्टूडेंट्स हैं उनको। चलिए उन्हीं से मिलते हैं।
हेलो,
हाय, हाउ आर यू?
आई एम गुड एंटन, हाउ आर यू?
नाइस टू हैव यू हियर टुडे।
थैंक यू सो मच
एंटन। ये बताएं कि एक सीईओ होना कितना मुश्किल और कितना जिम्मेदारी भरा काम होता है।
Well, it's a little overwhelming sometimes. What I find is that it's both a great opportunity, but it's also a challenge, you know, and in our space it's a particular challenge, I think.
ऑस्ट्रेलियन फिजियोथेरेपी काउंसिल में आप एक इनोवेटिव बदलाव लाने के लिए एक प्रोजेक्ट पर भी काम कर रहे हैं और शायद जिससे फिजियोथेरेपिस्ट जो टेस्ट देते हैं रजिस्ट्रेशन के लिए उसकी शक्ल ही बिल्कुल बदल जाएगी, उसका तरीका ही बिल्कुल बदल जाएगा। जरा ये बताइए है क्या ये?
I mean, one of the first challenges that I had when I came to the physio council was we had a rather large backlog around assessing foreign candidates, and one of the key projects that I wanted to tackle was how do we get that assessment backlog down? How do we get more people into Australia? How do we assess them quicker? How do we make the whole process less disruptive for them? And so I love innovation, I love creative thinking, I love problem solving, and so it was very much how do we do that quickly and how do we solve these problems quickly. And so part of that was the simulation lab that we'll show you today. But you'll see as you've walked around, we wanted to also create a space that really does promote innovation, collaborative thinking, problem solving, and that's really what we tried to create in this space.
इस वक्त किसी को भी रजिस्ट्रेशन के लिए जो टेस्ट देना होता है उसमें वेटिंग टाइम करीब करीब 2 साल होता है। इस नए प्रोसेस से वेटिंग टाइम आप कितना कम कर पाएंगे?
So one of the big challenges is that anybody who wants to come into Australia and go through the assessment process, it will take 2 years. That's the backlog at the moment. We have over 1,000 candidates waiting to be assessed. My goal is to get that down to 2 months. And so we've been very ambitious in the project. What we have to do, though, is demonstrate that simulation works. And so we're very much at the start of the process. We're at phase one now, which is actually proving with a university partner involved with us that simulation is the same or not better than a clinical assessment.
एंटन, ये भी बताएं कि ये सिमुलेशन प्रोसेस क्या है, काम कैसे करता है और इसके लिए आपने कुछ लैब्स भी बनाई हैं और कैसी लैब होंगी ये, किस तरह उनके इस्तेमाल होगा?
What we're looking to do when we talk about simulation is creating an authentic setting where a physiotherapist from another country, we can assess their level of skills. And a big part of the assessment process is a clinical assessment. Now, traditionally, we've always done that in a hospital setting, but the hospitals are jam full, and that's what's been leading to the backlog, is actually accessing patients in hospital settings. So what we wanted to do was to see, is there an alternative way to do this? And we believe that simulation is a great way. So what we'll be doing is creating this authentic space, and we'll take you through to each of the settings, and candidates will be then assessing actors that we train around specific scenarios. So
in place of the actual patient,
that's right.
Actors.
That's right.
Wow.
And one of the main reasons for that is that patients are actually quite unreliable in a clinical setting, because one patient might respond this way and another patient might respond that way, and it's difficult to control that space. Whereas when we brief actors, we train them rigorously to be able to demonstrate the pain or whatever ailment they have, we can control that environment much better, and we can assess on a lot more levels than we could in a clinical setting.
किसी भी clinical assessment की 3 तरह की settings होती हैं और इन्हीं में उसको अंजाम दिया जाता है। क्या आपने भी यहाँ पर वही इंतजाम किए हैं जो हॉस्पिटल्स में मिलते हैं टेस्ट के वक्त?
As you know, once a person is taken out of the hospital setting, we create a rehabilitation space. So if you come inside here, this is still, we've still got a bit of work to do around setting this up to make it really authentic. But you'll see that this is a typical rehabilitation bed, and the various, the look and feel needs to be of a rehabilitation center. So this is where we will assess their capabilities around rehabilitation skills. Then we move to another setting.
Oh, it looks like hospital.
That's right. This is the acute setting. And obviously this is to demonstrate a hospital setting and how you might look after a patient. And you will be tasked, if you're the candidate, to perform various functions that you would need to know.
इंटरनेशनल स्टूडेंट्स के लिए, बाहर से आने वाले लोगों के लिए फीस बड़ी इम्पोर्टेंट होती है, तो क्या इस टेस्ट के लिए भी पिछले जितनी ही फीस है या आप कुछ बढ़ाने वाले हैं या उन लोगों की किस्मत अच्छी हो तो कुछ कम करने वाले हैं?
Fees will be the same. What the real benefit is that instead of taking 2 years, we hope to get the clinical assessment waiting period down to 2 months. And what that will do is just make it socially so much more easier for people to immigrate into Australia as physiotherapists and to get their registration to practice. Because we realize that the delay, it actually delays families, it has social implications. You know, people come to Australia, they can't practice physiotherapy for a number of years. That's very disruptive.
एंटन, ये पूरी जानकारी देने के लिए और SBS हिंदी से बात करने के लिए आपका बहुत बहुत धन्यवाद.
It's been a great pleasure, and we really look forward to having more candidates come. You can have a look for all our details on our website and feel free to apply. We would welcome you here.